Yeah, and this is the master plan. And this is basically the, yeah, West Bankification. They still have control. All of this falls apart. It's really hard to take it seriously because it's fake. I mean, look at the comments from the finance minister about Saudi Arabia. Who do you think the people would be responsible for, quote unquote, disarming Hamas would be? It would be the UAE, Saudi Arabia, the US. JD and Trump both say no US troops will ever set foot on the ground in Gaza. Great. I mean, honestly, I support that. But eventually somebody's troops have got to set foot on the ground to have political administration. Their plan is like some phase rollout where they'll just encroach space by space, Hamas will be allowed, and then they'll slowly de-Hamasify it. How? How do you do that? Like, what does that look like? At a certain point, it's all just recreating the same dynamic as Iraq, Afghanistan. These people have no actual plan. In the absence, chaos will reign. Israel will continue to shoot and to kill, and eventually some sort of mass attack or whatever either Hamas will do, maybe Israel will do, we'll see, and then we'll be right back to where things were. That seems like the modal outcome at this point. I don't really see another way that it could go.